If you're going to come in, come in. Don't gingerly tap the door before running away. It's a myth that I bite the head off every fourth student, you know. Besides, you're my first and last today. Oh, a note, how old-fashioned in this techno age. So sad to hear of your departure. Thank you for everything you've done for me, blah, 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 blah. I wish you well for your future. Claire Roberts. Claire's a fat girl's name. It's that chubby one. Hold up, Claire. Who do you think's going to lug all this shit? Katie fucking Lang. Yes, you. Stand there. And if I hand it to you, ship it down to the lodge in batches. It's all tat anyway. Might as well keep what I've got. Graham's expecting it. I'm leaving the flashing cowboy boots. They're not going. I hear you're hanging around to do a PhD then, sweetie. 100% on paper 3, first time ever for this college. You're a revelation. Not even I could bollocks that one up for you then. So turned out to be a bit of a genius on the side. Might even help in raising the profile of our maths department. All too late to save my sorry skin, but then timing never was my strong point. It's the Welsh blood in me. It's the miners' strike and all that coming back. Just a pity Maggie stockpiled all that coal. Should have had the ballot when you had your own parliament. I didn't call that glass conference centre a proper parliament. No one can understand a word they say. They're just carrying on and speaking to themselves just because most of them can't find their arse with both hands free. Their biggest fear is dying young. Behind this is the fear that they won't get everything off their chest in time. What's left to be said? Did Aristotle miss something out? Everything's been said. You'll love postgraduate life, Claire. Free donuts in the buttery every Tuesday. Just make out you're a Christian. They give you extra cream. They seem to give you more jam too. Glad to know I made a difference, Claire. Passed on a few tips. I improved your life, didn't I? Pointed you towards the cream buns. You shared in the luck of the Welsh. Or do we make our own luck? I'll leave you with that thought. As a parting problem to solve. Here's the clue. Maximum likelihood says yes. This was the same room I stayed in when I came up for interview in the early 80s. My dream began here. It's a shame dreams are so vague. No more than just a warm feeling in the belly that nudges you in a particular direction. Still, it's another way to help you figure out the midlife crossroads along with a tin of tobacco and a cold bottle of Suave. Cheers.